Blog Talk Radio.
Able to lead people all over the world into thanking you. Oh God, thank you for what you spoke to me, for speaking to me and telling me last night. Oh my God, you're so good, so kind. I thank you for this prayer line this morning, First Fruits. Thank you for the vision here. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you let miracles continuously happen on this line, as you have in days gone by. We want to thank you for that. Please, Lord, take over. Have your way on this line. Bind the devil. Give us clear thought, clear trend in the name of Jesus. Bless every person who comes to this prayer line. Oh God, let miracles happen here and blessings untold happen on this prayer line. Now, bind the enemy, and I bind him in the name of Jesus and cast him out. The resurrection blood of Jesus and the oil and the anointing is against him. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless, 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 bless. We praise you and we give you glory for what you are doing, God. What you've done and even the future events, future things that you shall do. And God, touch, heal, deliver, set free. Release those who are incarcerated who we have prayed for on this line. Bless everywhere. Now, Lord, we pray for forgiveness for every sin, sins of omission, things that we should have done that we haven't done, and sins of commission. In the name of Jesus, bless, 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 bless. Thank God. In Jesus' name we pray and give you the glory and adoration, and we pray properly. In the name of Jesus, for the glory of God. Thank God. Amen. And amen and amen. Oh, God bless y'all. Oh, wonderful to be here. Oh, my God. Slept so well last night. Thank God for peace and joy and just peace. Thank God for it. I was having a dream. When I woke up this morning, my Lord, I dreamt that I was riding a horse, and I was with the other couple other cowboys. I tell you, it was an interesting dream. God is good, and I enjoyed my dream. People know that I like cowboys. So, here I am. This is more important than cowboys. Thank God for it. All of you on the front line, if you would get ready to receive a phenomenal message. We heard one yesterday from Ambassador Stern, and I know God's going to bless again through Ambassador Pfeiffer. My, 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 my. We want to thank God for Ambassador Pfeiffer and for all that God has done through her. This is a wonderful time to speak to the world. Amen. Ambassador-elect. No, I'm going to Ambassador Hagen. Ambassador Hagen, if you would give us a station identification, and then we'll move forward. The line is open to you.
Praise the magnificent name of the Lord. God bless you, Chief Ambassador. We do honor the presence of the Lord this morning. Amen. And again, we honor our international ambassador, Chief Ambassador Johnson, to Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson, who's first lady of this entire worldwide conference. We thank God, amen, for Mother Johnson. Amen. Mother to the nation. Ambassador in her own right. We do thank God for all of our ambassadors, Ambassador Stern, Ambassador Pfeiffer, Ambassador-elect Ambassador Steph, Ambassador-elect Steph, Ambassador-elect Hodges, to Ambassador-elect our Pastor Moore, Ambassador, Pastor, Bishop Hagin, and to all of you from all around the world, to all of our other broadcasters from the High Praise Radio, as well as Pastor Slaughter, and to all that are participating in this great endeavor. We do thank the Lord for each and every one of you, and to all of you that are listening from all around the world. This is Ambassador Hagin, and we are broadcasting live from the live studio of the Blog Talk Radio, and we can be reached simply by dialing into the live studio, 347-934-0207. And as you know, we are the world's largest radio, social radio in the world. So we do thank God for what he's doing, and we do appreciate our chief ambassador, who is doing an excellent job in broadcasting, getting this message around the world. May God be ever bless you, chief ambassador. And God bless you, sir. Back to you.
Thank you so much, sir. Hey, what an excellent job you are doing also. God bless you and thank you. Amen. I want to just speak to the Lord, everybody. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Yeah, my God. He never sleeps nor slumbers. And I want us, if you would, let's christen this line before Ambassador Pfeiffer comes. Let's christen this line with praise. I'm going to say praise check. That means don't wait. Come on in. Don't have to wait. When you hear me say praise check, come on in and let's all give him praise and adoration.
Hallelujah.
For what he's done for us. Amen. Want to see what level your praise is on?
Thank you.
My praise is high. Thank you, Lord. Praise check. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
The line is open to you. God bless you.
Good morning to everybody, and God bless everyone on the prayer line this morning. Thank you so much, Chief Ambassador Johnson. We thank God for you allowing us this platform this morning, and thank God for Ambassador Betty. Thank God for Mother Johnson and all the ambassadors and saints, all the bishop preachers, teachers, missionaries, deacons, and saints of God. We're praising them this morning. We just want to just share a few words with you this morning that hopefully they encourage your heart and just kind of give us a new awakening. We know the revival comes to revive us. It doesn't come to leave us in the state that it found us in, but it comes to lift us up and lift our spirit. And we're just praising God this morning for each of you. And just before I get started, I have to tell you, I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. And we are thanking God for the prayer line this morning. And I can already feel the anointing generating from the line, from even on yesterday, when Ambassador Stern just poured out her mind as if she had been locked in a cage and never able to speak before a day in her life. Lord just really used her and poured out on us what she had to offer and what she had to give us. And we're thanking God even for the coming speakers that will be here. And I just want to just add this in there. I will let them do the preaching and the speaking, but I just want to leave a little token with you here and about the word of God. Father, we thank you right now, and we bless your holy name. We come to lift you up and only you, O God. We come to serve you and worship you. We come to bow down, Lord Jesus, before you and humble ourselves. Glory, hallelujah, before you right now. And Lord, we thank you for your people, and we ask that they be able to receive your word and be blessed and be healed and be delivered by your anointing in Jesus' name. Thank God for his blessings. If you just turn briefly with me to the book of Proverbs, we want to get some wisdom here. And we thank God for Mother Johnson and all the wisdom that God has given her. And we want to grow older and wiser. She has gotten up in age, and she's not old yet. She's yet a young lady, but we want to be able to reach her age and be just as wise. We don't want to be foolish. We don't want to continue to make mistakes all through life. God is looking for us to mark the perfect man and do things the right way. Praise God, because the way that thing to a man, the man's ways are lead to destruction. And here in the book of Proverbs 15:3, it reads, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good, the evil and the good." Amen. And that's what we want to focus on today, the eyes of the Lord. And I just want you to know, we're going to use for a subtopic, you're under surveillance. Glory to God. Lord woke me up about a week or two ago and gave me this, and I woke up and wrote it down. You are under surveillance. And Lord, let me know, he's watching us. He's watching what we do. He's watching what we say. And we always pray, Lord, forgive us for all these things that we've done and did and or didn't do. But we have to be careful what we say and what we don't say that God tells us to say. We are in the habit. We can repent. We can apologize for things that we have done. But we have to also remember there are things that God give us to do that we have to repent for as well. Don't forget, close the back door. Don't leave room for the enemy to come in and snatch your blessing. When God has you under surveillance, that's like a telescope worldwide. One telescope, his eyes are watching everybody, everything. Even the animals, the flowers they grow, the grass they grow. So you know they wanted the angels were concerned, and they asked them, Lord, why are you so concerned about man? And we know what we know how men are. We know how we do things today and renege on it tomorrow. But we need to be steadfast and unmovable in the word of the Lord. Because why? The eyes of the Lord are in every place. He's looking at your good. He's looking at the good that you do. And most of the time, we will weigh out our good and say, oh, I did this and I did that all day, and I've been good. But we never look at the little things that we didn't do. How much do they weigh in the eyes of the Lord? I heard on the prayer, on the blog line on last night, Dr. Johnson was trying to delegate nights and people for praise and worship, for just to praise God or lead the prayer. And there was it was such a struggle to get anyone. And we have to be careful, even on this prayer line, other line, how we praise God. We can't put all the burden on him. We can't put all the burden on Mother Johnson or Lady Betty. We have to delegate these duties. And when we don't do our part, when we're missing, we don't do our part. It's like being missing in action. We have to remember, God is watching us. God is listening to what you say. God is listening to your promise. He's listening to us renege in our own mind, saying, I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't do that. But we have to make up in our mind, with God, we can do all things, and all things are possible through him. And we need to begin to focus on the things of God and do his will. When we begin to do his will, then most of us live right just because for ourselves. We live holy so that we can get a prayer through for me, myself, and my children. But we have to live so God can use us anytime, any place, anywhere, under any circumstances, no matter the condition. We have to be able to allow God to use us. Remember, you're under surveillance. You ever see people go in the stores and they know that the cameras are on. They yet try and take things and caught at the door. Foolish minds. And the enemy will tell you, as long as you come on the prayer line and you thank God 1,000 times, you're okay. But when you go outside of the prayer line, you yet have to be able to use that anointing, use that miraculous power, use that supernatural power to be a blessing to others. This is how we will draw the world unto him and lift him up on high. And we have to remember, God is watching us. I've seen people that would take their cigarettes, throw them down when they see you coming. They might be drinking, and they're taking and put it behind them because they see you coming. And I always say, don't worry about me. I'm not the one that's able to destroy the body and the soul. And we have to remember, our souls are at stake. When we disobey, when we don't do what we should have done, we are in disobedience with heaven. And the Lord said, when he hears from heaven, he will heal the land. But if you're not sending up praises, if you're not sending up blessings, if you're not sending up miracles, God is not hearing from heaven on your behalf.
All right.
Missing in action. We're missing the things that we should do. Nah. We try to take it and put it on. Let's not put it on one person. Let's not put it on two or three people. Not able. We're not equipped. Moses was not able to speak clear, but look how God used him.
Whoa. Yes, Lord.
That were not able to do things and felt they were inadequate, but God used them. We have to remember, with God, we can do all things. Because what? You are under surveillance. Everything you do is being written down. Everything you do is being recorded. You have to look at the word of God. Don't compare yourself to how someone else or how you are doing it or how they are doing it. Compare yourself with the word of God. Everything you need to, people used to say, oh, I smoke, but it's not in the word of God. God didn't, if God had, didn't want me to smoke, he wouldn't have given me a nose to blow it out of and a mouth to suck it in with. But we have to remember, just because you have that not those nostrils and that mouth is not made for anything but to work on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we have to be careful for what we say and don't say. More, you find people that look at the situation and feel that God is not watching them. God is not on their side. And they only want to praise him when they need him.
Oh,
but he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So when he's standing there by our side, taking us through the situation, taking us through the trouble, they always told me, when you're going through a test and you start calling on the Lord, Lord, help me, help me, help me. Where are you, Lord? Where are you? Come on, Lord. Come right now. We want God to do everything microwave.
Oh.
We want God to do everything on an instant and on our time. But we know that our time is not his time. Every time God shows up, it's right. He's always. Always on time. Every time he's on time.
Amen.
Mary and Martha thought because their brother Lazarus had passed away and had been dead for 4 days. They said, Lord, you're too late. Ah, glory to God. You're too late, Lord. And where were you when we needed you? Where were you when he was alive and you could have helped him and just healed him? But the Lord let them know that he was 4 days late for a reason. Glory to God. Because the eyes of the Lord are in every place. The evil and the good. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And when God is have you under surveillance, he knows exactly your steps. He knows your move. He knows your thoughts.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Because he have you under surveillance. And not only does he, is he watching you, he also has his angels watching over you morning, noon, and night. And glory to God. When God watch over you, we have to start to seek those things that are above and not on the earth. We have to declare righteousness, holiness, healing. And when God is watching over us, we have to let him know, Lord, I trust in you, believe in you. Let your faith, let the faith start exercising itself. Your faith may be a little rusty and a little dusty. And hallelujah, we need to let our faith have some exercise. Hallelujah. Let hope hop around a little bit in your spirit. Let hope move you. Let hope cause you to pray. Let hope cause you to seek God, someone else's healing. Let hope call you to help. Give God a thousand or a billion praises. Hallelujah. Have his in your life. Let it exercise itself. We need to be activated during this revival. We need to be rejoicing. We need some activation in our lives. We need to wake up and do more than just come to the prayer line. We come to the prayer line worshiping, praising God. Hallelujah. Even when we're going about our daily routine, the Spirit of the Lord should be upon us. Hallelujah. And continue to praise him and say, Lord, I know you're watching over me. I only see one set of footsteps. And I know they're not mine. They must be yours. Got to be yours. Hallelujah. Because I know you're carrying me. You're keeping me in the center of your will. You are under surveillance. Even right now on this prayer line, you're under surveillance. Hallelujah. You're under surveillance. God is watching you. He's listening to you. He wants to know who's going to pray, who's going to delegate themselves for the next revival. He wants to know. Who's going to be the one to say, Dr. Johnson, I'll take that date. I'll take that prayer. I'll take it all at the blog line. Amen. We need to delegate our time, delegate our service to the Lord. We can't just come to him and want the Lord to do everything for us. Hallelujah. And we need to know how to feast on the word of God. For the eyes are watching you. His eyes are beholding what you do day and night. Hallelujah. He will watch over you all night long, give you a good night rest. And God is saying here in his word, that he says his word, he watches over his word. He gives you a command. He commanded. He watches them. He watches his word to perform it. And how is he going to perform it if we can be lazy on the word of God? Hallelujah. We need to be revived. We need to be activated, motivated, inspired to do his will. And be careful for nothing. Guard your heart, because the enemy who's seeking to devour you, he will try coming and destroying you. He will try to whisper sweet nothings in your ear. So be careful, because the eyes of the Lord are watching you, and God said he's watching over his word. He tell us, come to the prayer line every morning. Pray. Thank me. Exalt. Up, and we come and we want to be praised. We want to be lifted up. And if we don't hear our name sometimes, attitude, God is saying, it's time to dust off your word and get into it. And everything that you need to know to travel this road to heaven is right in the word. And just know that God's eyes keeping you the watch. Hallelujah. That's why when we call on him, he will answer prayer. Amen. We need him. He will answer prayer. He's a wonder-working God. There's nothing too hard. He has healing in his hand. He's the best friend we've ever known. He is our shepherd. He is our father. He is our great physician. And him will I trust. Because why? He's watching over us everywhere we go. You are under surveillance today. From here on, don't forget, God is watching you. He see what you do, see what you say. When we make him a promise, keep your promise. He says best not to make it than to make it and break it. Keep your promise to God. We come to the prayer line to praise God. We come to the prayer line to worship God. And I know I'm about out of time. We have a 20-minute limit, and I want to be obedient even in that. I don't want to be the one to tell you that God is watching you, and I pretend that he's not watching you, because I know the eyes of the Lord are in every place, and he's listening, and his word performed. And the more we reach out to people of prayer, and I have noticed on the prayer line every that the people of God begin to worship him and praise him, the prayer request gets shorter and shorter. But when we don't praise him, the prayer request gets longer and longer. So we must, what God has given us to do, while we have, Father God, we want to bless your holy name right now. Jesus' name we pray. God bless everyone. God bless you, you and you. Don't because I are in every place. Proverbs 15:3. Read it for yourself. You are under surveillance. God bless you. Back in your hands, Dr. Johnson.
Oh my God, my God. Oh my God, Ambassador Pfeiffer, you God is watching you. You're under surveillance. Oh. And I want to thank you so much, Ambassador Pfeiffer. study use of the Lord today. What a fine word and wonderful and phenomenal.
Beautiful.
Word from the Lord. I'm going to open up the Q&A prayer report session. And if you want to encourage her or give another praise, fine. But we won't.
Q&A session started.
Amen. If you want to do that, just press *6 and the number 1. *6 and 1. I see you, Mother Johnson, in the queue. Amen. Anyone else, just *6 and 1. Obey, because God is watching you. Amen. We want to be obedient. God bless you. The line is open to you, Mother Willie Johnson.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana, and I really enjoyed that message coming from Dr. Pfeiffer. God is so good, and he just wakes you up, and he wakes you up on time so he can be able to hear the word, and the word is God, and I just thank God for his word today, and I thank Dr. Pfeiffer for bringing the message that God have given her. So have a blessed day.
God bless you, and thank you so much. Again, *6 and 1. God is watching you. Obey, and we'll be happy to recognize you. All right. In the queue, we have Ambassador Stern. God bless you. The line is open to you.
Good morning to you first, Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson. Good morning to you, sir, and to all of the First Fruit Warriors on the prayer line this morning. I certainly first want to give God the glory for waking me up this morning and with a mind to want to hear the word of God. Oh, my God, I want to just exhort and encourage you, Ambassador Pfeiffer. I just thank God for your ministry. What an awesome ministry that you have. What a great way of delivery that God gives to you. Amen. I love that teaching ministry, that it allows you to absorb and to hear something. And I tell you, the subject that you gave this morning, amen, that you up on the surveillance, amen, those are type of revival subjects that always keep your heart beating. And amen, even if you're not doing anything wrong, it keeps you keeps you on the right track. Amen. And also you talked about wisdom in that, and I thank God for that, because we can't get enough of that. And I thank God because it keeps me on track to with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And again, I want to embrace the anointing that is on your life. You be encouraged in the Lord. I can't say enough to you the things that I say. I have to call you and tell you, write it in a letter. But I want you to know, amen, that I'm so encouraged with the word of God waking up early this morning, and you be blessed. I love you so very much, and I'm going to tell it back to you, and it ain't a thing you could do about it.
God bless you. All right, if you want to be in the queue, press *6 and the number 1, and we'll see you here wanting to say a word of encouragement to Ambassador Pfeiffer. Or if you have another word of praise report of what God did for you, give it. Amen. I want to just be open to you that the Lord may use you. All right, we recognize you, Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges. All right. Maybe she's away from
her phone. Good morning, Chief Ambassador Johnson and everyone on the prayer line. Ambassador Pfeiffer, God bless you. We thank you so much. You said it was just some little nuggets, but I thank God for all those big nuggets, that those chunks you dropped this morning, those chunks of wisdom under surveillance. May God continue to bless you and your ministry, and I love you right back. It ain't a thing you can do about it. God bless you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, the line is open to you. Mother Edley Johnson, we hear you. Go ahead. Mother Johnson.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you. Honor to God this morning and to Dr. Johnson and our speaker for today, Dr. Pfeiffer. And to all the people on the line, I certainly enjoyed the message coming from Dr. Pfeiffer. God, knowing that we're all under surveillance. And I thank God for it, because we need to know that the Lord is looking and booking at us. And I thank God it makes us be more careful to what we do or say or where we go. And that was quite a message, and it go with me. I think about it throughout the day, and the nuggets that I pull out of that message. I pray for you, Dr. Weiser, and I enjoyed it. God bless you, and pray for Mother Johnson.
Thank you, Mother Johnson. Wonderful. Again, if you want to be heard, press *6 and then the number 1. God bless you. We recognize you. The line is open to you, Ambassador-elect Stith. Amen. Gail Stith, the line is open to you.
Praise God. Thank God for you, Chief Ambassador, and all the ambassadors and saints of God. Ambassador Pfeiffer, what a powerful, exhortative word that you've given this morning. And a lot of times when people usually think God is watching you and putting you under surveillance, their mindset immediately goes to watching you because you're doing something wrong. But for me, I was so grateful to know that God is watching me in everything that I do, but he's watching the enemy. Hallelujah. I thank God how he can just give you revelation out of a word, surveillance. He's watching all the time. He's keeping the enemy away. He moves them out of the way. No weapons formed against us should prosper because he sees everything even before we see it. And I thank God for that, for giving that to you. Praise God. And it also comes to us as a warning. Whatever he is going to be revealed, glory to God. Thank you, woman of God. God bless you and have a wonderful day. And everything you pour out comes in. Hallelujah. God bless all of you.
God bless you. All right. We're going to Sister Charlotte Gray. Amen. Sister Gray, the line is open to you. We hear you.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. This is Charlotte. Ambassador Pfeiffer, I appreciate that word. I'm standing here explaining to the kids what I'm doing here, that we are under surveillance, all of us, and how our actions and accountability, integrity all take place in God. As Mother Johnson said, looking and booking. No, I just thank God for that encouraging word. Thank you so much, Dr. Pfeiffer. I remember when I first met you, you put me to work the first day. Sending my love to you, Ambassador Pfeiffer. Love you. Keep on keeping on. God bless you all. Good morning.
Good morning to you. All right, let's go to Sister Jennifer. And let me say again to you all, if you want to say a word, please press *6 and the number 1. And we'll see you and recognize you in the queue. All right, Sister Jennifer, the line is open. We hear you.
Yes, good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for Dr. Pfeiffer, how the Holy Spirit allowed her to come forth. Yes, we are under surveillance, and we got to be very mindful what we do on earth. Everything starts now. So I'm just gratefully thankful for you. I love you dearly, and God bless you all, and have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless.
Thank you so much. So timely. All right.
Yes, sir.
We're going to Sister Castile. And the line is for you, Sister Castile.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay. God bless everyone today, Dr. Johnson, and all the great people on the prayer line today. I just want to say that was a great word from Dr. Pfeiffer. She always comes with something great to say to leave us with on this prayer line, and that scripture is just wonderful because God is watching the evil and the good. And so it just went down in my heart that, you know, he's watching all that you do and all that you don't do. So I'm reminded of that today. Like Mother Johnson said, I'll be chewing on that all day. So God bless you, Dr. Pfeiffer, and just love hearing you every morning, and looking forward to hearing more from you. God bless you today and everyone on the prayer line.
All right, God bless you. And thank you. Anyone else want to say a word, press *6 and 1. Amen. I do want to hear from Mother Britt this morning and from Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson. So get ready. I'm going to call on you, Mother Britt, first, and then Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson. All right. Mother Britt, the line is open to you. Give us a praise report, please. Are you there? Do you hear us? Mother Britt.
Okay. Good morning. God bless you. Do you hear me?
Absolutely. When I open that up, we're able to hear
you. God bless you now. May God bless you. I enjoy you so much, Dr. Ambassador Father. I enjoyed that word, and I praise it so much. And I'm just grateful. For all that, even though yesterday I didn't get a chance to congratulate her, Dr. Stern, for her message. And I thank God for this prayer line and everyone on here. And as you say, I'm getting ready now. I'm getting ready to make a run. I got to go to Charlotte to take my son back. And I ask you to pray for us as we travel on the highway and pray for him that he will overcome and all my family. And I just thank God for everyone. Pray with God, your mother, whatever, your wife, Betty, all of them on here. I'm just grateful. Now be with us, Lord, and keep us all, Lord, and we're so grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We can't thank the Lord enough. May God bless you, and y'all have a blessed day in the Lord. Thank you, Dr. Johnson.
All right, God bless you. All right. Ambassador Lady Betty, the line is open to you. We hear you. Go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning to everyone. Ambassador Pfeiffer, what a word. What a word. We know if God is watching us and we're under surveillance, if we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, we can bring somebody in just knowing that we're under surveillance and doing what God is telling us to do. I appreciate
it. Amen. We lost her some way. But we'll bring her back when she gets back on the line. God bless you so much. First Lady, we appreciate you so much. All right. Let me have a couple more praise reports. Sister Geraldine Garnett, I know the Lord has done something for you. Amen. The line is open to you. Why don't you give your praise report, Sister Geraldine Garnett?
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. I just thank God for this virtual prayer line. I thank God for Dr. Pfeiffer. She's got a powerful, powerful word. She's very faithful, and I just thank God for, I just love her dearly, and I thank God for Ambassador Patricia Stern. She brought a wonderful word too yesterday, and all the saints of that blessed. Thank you, Dr. Johnson, for allowing and always sharing with us. And keep on doing what you're doing, Dr. Johnson. Be a very good person. God bless everyone. I love each and every one. God bless you.
Thank you so much. I'm going to go to Mother Willie Johnson, and then Ambassador Pfeiffer. Would you get Brother Pete